Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, November the 19th, 2010. Wow, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, isn't it? Well, how's your attitude right now? Are you in a good mood or in a bad mood? Or maybe you just don't know yet. Well, let's talk about attitude for a few minutes. What kind of attitude do you carry with you every day? Does it really matter? Well, yeah, it matters. It matters a lot. Doors for success or failure are opened and closed by your attitude. No way. Oh, yes way. You know, some people look for every opportunity to complain and criticize. Ever been around those people? Sure, yeah. Some people jump at the chance to gossip. Oh, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? Others carry within themselves an underlying mistrust and disgust for almost everybody, it seems like. And to these people, it seems that no one ever does the right thing. No one ever looks at them the right way. No one ever says the right thing to them. You see, that's the kind of attitude that they carry with them day after day after day. And it's certainly not a formula for success in any area of life. Quite the opposite is true. It's a formula for failure. I mean, try that kind of an attitude in a marriage. There have been many people who have, and their marriage fails. On the other hand, how many couples look for reasons to praise their spouse every single day? How many couples look for reasons to compliment and express genuine gratitude? A couple having that kind of an attitude is a formula for a successful marriage. Now, the same holds true in the workplace. See, it's interesting. Attitude affects all areas of your life. And you know, over the years, I've worked in a number of different fields. Many times I've seen an abundance, and I'm sure you have too, an abundance of criticism and complaining at the workplace. Ever seen that before? Oh, yeah. It's pretty much commonplace, isn't it? People complain about management. They complain about their salary. They complain about the customers. You know, the list at the workplace is almost endless, the things people complain about. So to that I say, where's the love? What? Yes. Where's the love at the workplace? I mean, think about it. Isn't it always pleasant to spend some time with people who are very loving and caring? You know, when you know someone genuinely cares about you, it's so refreshing to be in their presence or just to hear their voice, right? When you have a loving and caring attitude, you don't look for the bad things. Your mission in life is not to find all the bad stuff. Now, I know there are people who it seems like that's their whole goal. That's their mission in life. My purpose is to point out everything that's wrong to you and everybody that's wrong and all of their faults. That's my mission in life. That's my purpose. That's what I've been called to do. All right, I'm being a little facetious here. But, you know, when you have a loving and caring attitude, you don't look for all the bad things. Instead, you look for the good, and guess what? You find it. You know, you can always find the bad if you look for it, right? You can always find something or someone to criticize. That's not hard to do. You can always find something to complain about. But can you love, really love, and look for the good? You really can change your own attitude. And believe it or not, it really starts with the attitude that you have about yourself. Now, most people have heard, love your neighbor as yourself, right? The truth of the matter is that you will only love and care for others to the degree that you love and care about yourself. Now, let's remember what Jesus said. Of course, he said, first, love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. All right, the first and great commandment. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Far too many people just don't love themselves. You know, it's really easy to see all the shortcomings and weaknesses that we all have in our own lives, right? I mean, we know all our own junk. But who's perfect? And yet, with all the imperfection in our lives, God still loves us unconditionally. And the Bible says nothing can separate us from His love. So if He loves us, then we ought to love ourselves in spite of our weaknesses. No, not because we're good enough or even deserve it, but because if He can and does love us unconditionally, then we in turn can love ourselves. And really, the only way you can really love yourself is to see yourself as God made you. He made you righteous. You are right before Him. In His eyes, you're lovely and accepted. You're His dear child. He's forgiven you. He has given you eternal life. He has given you His Spirit. He has accepted you. So why not accept yourself? You know, the more you see God's great, never-ending love for you, the easier it is for you to love others. It starts first with you accepting who God made you, accepting His unconditional love, His forgiveness, His kindness, His mercy. You see, it's with that kind of an attitude that we can genuinely love others and genuinely care about them. You see the connection? Love others as you love yourself. It starts with you accepting yourself and loving yourself. You know, the Bible says that if God so loved us, then we ought to love others. Bible says, we forgive others even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. See, it starts with us. God has forgiven us. So then we forgive ourselves. Then it's so much easier to forgive others. You know, people who have real toods, attitudes, you know, the ones that are so quick to criticize and judge, they've just not accepted what God has done for them. And that's where they need to start. Start by loving yourself. God loves you just the way you are. Nothing can separate you from His love, nothing. He's accepted you, so why not accept yourself and see yourself as He made you to be? Believe who God says that you are, not who you see yourself as right now. But instead, see yourself as God has made you to be. And then make up your mind that you're going to genuinely care about everyone you meet. And by the way, if you're married, start at home right now. First place you really need to start. Make a conscious effort to look for the good in yourself, in other people, in things and situations. Refuse to look for the bad. Refuse to criticize and complain. What good does it do? It really doesn't do any good. And as you really develop this, you're going to be amazed at what happens in your own life. You know, marriages can take on whole new dimensions. Your work or business can be directed towards success. The attitude that you carry with you is opening and closing doors for you every single day of your life. Yes, your attitude. And that's something that's in your control. Choose to love yourself as God does, and choose to love other people, and you will see some fantastic results. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, please type it in down below so we could know what's on your mind. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, either email or RSS, well, you don't have to wait to see if I've posted something new, because we'll contact you personally every time something new is posted. Doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog, and for those who do, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.